Well, last year we had a situation whereby many parents who were eligible and qualified for back-to-school allowance for their children had to wait till after the school term to actually receive it. So we have to ensure that that payment is delivered well in advance this year, and that the people aren't stretched waiting for it to actually arrive. The surveys by Bernardo's today showed that the average cost for sending a child back to primary school can be anything up to €400, and for secondary school can be up to averaging out at €770. That's a real burden on families. And I mean, the back to school allowance is a significant help to those that receive it, but it's also for those that actually aren't eligible for it. It's a very difficult time finding the money to get children back to school, and we have to see efforts from the government as well in relation to those parents, as well as efforts that encapsulate all families, from the government, that actually helps to reduce the cost of children returning to school, particularly in relation to the cost of school books, and also in relation to voluntary contributions which are sought for parents for children returning to school.
And you're also calling for the greater use of technology in schools to cut down on the cost of books.
Yeah, I think there's real potential for this over the coming couple, 2 or 3 years, and it's something the government need to engage with book publishers in relation to. I think with the rapidly decreasing cost of tablet computer technology, there's a real opportunity there to introduce that at schools and to reduce the cost of books, which is one of the larger costs facing parents when they're sending children back to school. The other thing I think the government have to be clear on is that we can't see any more reductions to capitation rates provided to schools, because we're seeing that now feed through in relation to increased costs on families sending their children back to school, because schools still have to run themselves and they're turning to parents who are already cash-strapped to provide that money. And that's not a sustainable position, and really we have to ensure that there's no further decreases in the capitation fee from the government in the upcoming budget.